To bring us our first message today, we have a man that's been a great example as I've been growing up, sent me straight a few times, just a few, my dad, Mr. Fred Richardson.
Thank you, Steve. Good afternoon, everyone. Which one of the Ten Commandments focuses a lot on showing respect and brings out how we communicate our feelings about God to others and actually to our Creator? It affects our attitude, our speech, and behavior. It also shows who we honor and who and what God is. This commandment is found in Exodus 20, verse 7, the third commandment. Exodus 20, verse 7. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. The New Revised Standard Version reads, you shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Our use of God's name must represent him accurately, sincerely, and respectfully. And we're not to trivialize God's name by regarding it as insignificant or even use it in worship thoughtlessly. It's interesting how the book of Psalms expresses respect towards God in many of its verses. Like Psalms 104:1, it says, I, calling God very great, clothed with honor and majesty, and gives praise for his great creation. When Christ gave a pattern for us to, as a prayer in Matthew 6, it starts with, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, meaning may your name be hallowed. The Greek word used here means be holy, sanctify. And the Oxford Dictionary defines hallowed to mean greatly honored and respected. We are to honor and to respect God's name. The most obvious use of breaking the third commandment is through the use of profanity. And, you know, we can see this. We can see people using God and his son's name wrongly everywhere. Just talking to people daily in our conversations. And, you know, I've noticed, and I don't understand why, but after getting to know some people better, when they relax and they feel comfortable to talk to you, the use of profanity sometimes starts coming out, and I don't think the people realize it. I've seen this happen with, I can say, three of my customers that I know well. It's like they become their real selves, and the profanity becomes part of their speech, which didn't come out before getting to know them better. And I think maybe they don't realize it because it's a habit. I have this crude slang word I sometimes say, and I've tried to get rid of using it, but it sometimes comes out automatically. And maybe that's the same thing that's happening with them, except they're using profanity. You got to ask the question, why would you want to condemn and blame and curse the one who has blessed you with life, the one that gives you the air you breathe and the means for you to speak or even to say his name? Why has mankind showed such disrespect to the one who sustains their life? Take in vain refers to the abuse, misuse, blasphemy, cursing or manipulation of the Lord's name. And God delights in those who love and respect his name. Actually, some who regard themselves Christians can disgrace God's name, well, just by their conduct. Paul said Christians are to be ambassadors for Christ in 2 Chronicles 5:20. You know, honoring God begins in our thoughts. And when we acknowledge his greatness in talking to him daily in our prayers, I hesitate to say this, but I don't go to many movies anymore because so many times they just ruin the script by using God's name in vain. People will sometimes say, well, you just have to overlook some of the language, but it's a good movie. But, you know, I don't mind the crude language, but when God's name is used in the wrong way, you know, it just bothers me so much, I don't care about seeing the film. Maybe that's just me. I guess they try to make the films to be more like reality, but do you know that we can take God's name in vain in other ways too? Like euphemisms, spelled euphemisms. A euphemism, I'll read the definition, is a mild, indirect use of a word or phrase that is less expressive or direct. It's a substitute for another word. And some of these slang expressions take God's name in vain and should be avoided. I've listed a few of them here, just for an example. The first one is on the list is gee. How often do you hear this? Gee, this is a mild expression based on the first syllable of Jesus. For example, you hear people say, gee, it's a beautiful day. What they are really saying is, Jesus, it's a beautiful day. And this is using God's name in a wrong way. Gee whiz is a euphemism for Jesus Christ. And euphemisms for God are, now you hear a lot of this, gosh, gosh awful, gosh darn, which is using God's name to damn something. Goodness, how often do you hear that? And golly. Golly, it's a nice day. And what they are saying is, God, it's a nice day. It would be okay if you were talking to God in prayer, but used as a euphemism and slang like that. Well, can you see how this uses God's name in a wrong way? One article I read on the subject of euphemism and said many common expressions, such as the ones I listed here, gee and gosh, are used as substitutes for the name of God the Father and Jesus Christ. And it says they are thinly disguised expressions of strong profanity and are actually blasphemous. Another writer said, everyone is familiar with certain euphemisms used to swear in polite company. And they gave a couple of examples like heck, for instance, and darn. But God's instruction to us about profanity is found in Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And notes in this study Bible, I have Nelson's study Bible. It says under their standards of speech for Christians are extremely high. And no corrupt word is permitted. And as we read in Ephesians 4:29, it says, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. And, you know, I think that this applies to these careless euphemisms which profane God's name too. And one last scripture. Let's turn to Matthew 12, 36. Matthew 12 and verse 36. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. And the Revised Standard Version for verse 36 is interesting. It says, I tell you, on the day of judgment, men will render account for every careless word they utter. Every careless word. This is something to consider before we say things in our conversation and when we're using God's name. In closing, brethren, our use of God's name must represent Him accurately, sincerely, and respectfully. Obeying the third commandment shows our respect and honor to God the Father and Jesus Christ, His Son. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Exodus 20, verse 7.